Yes, it is. It's Frisky Friday on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning to you. This is Meg. And today we have our friend from Pensacola Humane Society in the house, Mary McClellan. She is the VP of Development. And Mary is here with a special guest, too. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. I feel like you were just here.
I know. The month just...
They come in once a month, and I thought, oh, she's just here.
Yeah, I know. That's how I felt, too. They said, the show's tomorrow. Can you go? Really? Already?
Yes. I love that you're coming in. Mary and I have known each other for a long time. Both of us have been in the nonprofit world for quite a while. So it's great to see you with a new hat on. How are you enjoying this new position?
I love it.
You're thriving.
And to say that after a major event on Saturday is speaking volumes.
Okay. Tell us about what happened and how it went.
Oh, Barktoberfest went great.
Yes.
We had a really nice time. We had Jordan from Cat Country there to do our
sister station.
MC. Yes. Yes, that's right.
No, that's okay.
And he did an amazing job.
He's so good.
Yeah, he's really good and flexible.
Yeah.
You know, you can only do so much to prepare for that kind of stuff, and then things come up, and he did a great job just rolling with the punches.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
So it went really well.
Oh, did you have a good turnout? Because the weather was gorgeous.
We did. We had a great turnout. Even despite, you know, there are other events going on in town.
Oh, my God, yes.
And so, you know, we've typically had it on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And moving it to a Saturday, you know, you have to remember there's other stuff going on. And then also you've got all your kids' sports and all that
stuff.
That's
true, yeah.
So
you're going to keep it on Saturday, you think, or move it back to Sunday? Or
we're in that process right
now. Deciding,
yeah. We have a little wrap-up meeting next week.
Well, do 2 days.
Hush your mouth.
You should have seen the look on her face.
Are you crazy? Do you want to stay friends?
Yeah, there you go.
Don't put any ideas in anybody's head.
I gotcha. Mary is here with Pensacola Humane Society. If you've got a question about the Humane Society, maybe you've heard of them for years and years, but you don't even really know who they are, what their mission is, or maybe even have never had a chance to stop by, do text that in this morning at 850-437-1620, because she is the expert. She can tell you about what they do. And maybe first off, just where you're located, your hours, that kind of thing.
Sure.
Because I don't know if people really understand what the Humane Society does.
Well, we are a nonprofit that serves to better the lives of dogs and cats.
Mm-hmm.
And those who are homeless or abandoned, stray cats, owners who find themselves in difficult circumstances and they have to surrender their animals. There are a lot of reasons that come through our door. So we take those animals, we shelter them, we provide health care for them, we spay and neuter them, we get them all ready for a new forever home.
Oh.
And I was amazed when I first started working there. I don't know what a shelter was.
I know, we kind of have these ideas, but
yeah.
It's been interesting. I've learned so much just hosting Frisky Friday, having a different shelter in every week.
Yeah.
First of all, I had no idea there was such a crisis in our area to find homes for these animals, because everybody I've talked to is at capacity.
We are getting there.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of, you know, ebb and flow just like anybody, any other shelter.
Right.
That's what I was going to say, is the crisis is in the availability in the shelters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's where a lot of the crisis is, to have to turn people away. When they come in the morning to open up their voicemail, 99-plus messages. It only do 99 messages.
Wow.
So 99-plus messages in the morning.
Oh my gosh.
Monday mornings, of course, are the worst because we're closed on Sunday.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. That's a lot.
And we can't get to all, you know.
I know.
Just impossible.
So where are you located?
We are at 5 North Q Street, and that is right off Garden, and it's right near the intersection of Pace and Garden.
Okay.
Behind that fire station.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So you have a little guest with you that's meowing away.
I
don't know if y'all can hear it in the background.
I should have brought her up here. Yes.
Who's here with us this
morning? This is Zipper.
Zipper?
Yes.
Okay, that name I've never heard for an animal. How do y'all come up? I wanted to ask you this. How do you come up with all these names?
Well, our sister's name is buttons. So that was a stretch. I don't know how they did that.
I love it. So
when an animal comes in or a litter comes in, we do an intake appointment. So we know they're coming in. Usually we know, okay, you're going to bring this animal in, the stray, whatever it is you found.
Right.
And we do an intake appointment where we check them out, check out their health, do all these tests and stuff. And during that appointment, they give them names.
Right.
And, I mean, I've seen everything from Flintstones to...
I've heard Star Wars.
SpongeBob, yep. Star Wars. Yep. Yeah, I've seen different types of baked goods. I don't know if you remember, but we had Biscuit on one time. Yeah, he was from the baked goods crew.
Oh, funny.
And I call it the bakery, but anyway,
Right.
This one was zippers and buttons, and I don't know if they had any others with them.
So
but one day I was in there, and I was working in the clunt, just, you know, my... finding a quiet space to work.
Good luck.
Yeah, I know, right? It's hard there. But I was there, and these litter of puppies came in with the mom and dad. And the mom's name was Eclipse. So
Eclipse, okay.
Yeah. So I'm like, how do y'all do these names? You know, so I was watching the intake process, and she said, well, whoever's in here just does it. And so I was like, can I name them? And they were like, sure.
Oh, how
fun. So I named them Lunar, Crescent, Harvest, and Gibbous, and Eclipse.
Gosh.
So they were all phases of the moon. So.
I love that. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look at you just thriving there.
I know.
And naming
names. Kicking butt and taking names.
There you go. That's it. That's what I was looking for.
That's what I'm doing.
Well, if someone wants to help, how do we help? What can we do?
Well, there's a lot of ways you can help. One thing is we had this event, right? And I'll talk about some of that in the next segment.
Okay.
But volunteering is huge. The donation of sheets, towels, and food is huge. Mm-hmm. We're always in need of bleach and Dawn.
Interesting. Okay, because that's not something that's not that glamorous as a toy might be. But getting the bleach is super important to have.
Very important. We go through that like you wouldn't believe. And so just donating items like that, donating your time, volunteering, donating funds you might just have laying around, you know.
Because every little bit helps. I mean, how much bleach can you buy with $10? You can probably get quite a lot.
Well, you can probably buy a microchip.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and that's very important.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the vaccines are in that price range.
Right.
So, yeah.
Every little bit helps.
Every animal that comes through our door costs the shelter about $1,400. So keep that in mind.
I had no idea.
Average.
Wow.
Average. When you count all of the stuff we have to do,
we
do the spay and neutering, you count the veterinarian, the surgeon,
the
staff time, all of that goes into it.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
We're talking with Mary McClellan. She's with the Pensacola Humane Society. Zipper is here meowing away in the background. We're
going to
come back in just a minute with Pep Talk to find out more about the Pensacola Humane Society. And if you've got a question or comment, please text it in at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Pep Talk on Frisky Friday. Zipper is in the house. Zipper's a cute little kitten that's been meowing here in the background. And another cute, well, I won't say that.
Cute little kitten.
Mary McClellan. We're really good friends, so I can get away with that. Mary McClellan is here with me. She's a VP of Development for the Pensacola Humane Society. And we did get a question that came in while we were on the break. Someone was asking, and this is a good one, how is the Humane Society funded?
So our funding comes from a variety of sources. The main source is, you know, community members.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it all boils down to that. So individual donations, donations from corporations and businesses, from various grants that we apply for, and, you know, events that we have, fundraising events, and then also bequests.
Mm.
And I'll be working on that a little more. And that's your legacy giving.
Yeah.
You know, what do you want to leave behind? If you are an animal enthusiast, leaving behind money for an animal shelter like ours, which is what I'm going to promote right now, obviously,
of course.
Is huge.
Yeah, that's a wonderful gift.
So we have a page on our website for legacy giving, and it takes you to a link to free will. And in that is where you can indicate what your preferences will be.
Okay.
So basically, you know, here's what I might be giving, or not even that much. Just I've got something in my will for you, and it may not be, you may not see it for 40 years, but,
right?
But you know, that's,
yeah.
You know, it's still, it's
the intent.
The intent. Yeah. And that's very important. So that's the fundraising, the funding, mm-hmm. how these are funded.
So basically, as a nonprofit, it's just local donations and giving. Do you have any government support at all?
No.
So it's all about the community.
Yes.
Okay. So another thing that I love, and I always bring this up, is the wish list.
Yes, the Amazon wish list.
So if you're in your car right now and you're at a stoplight, all you have to do is go to their website, click on Amazon wish list, right?
Yep, that's right.
And then you can click on any item and you can buy it right now, and they will have it tomorrow morning.
That's right. So you go to our website, and there's a little thing in the header, a button that says how to help.
Mm-hmm.
And click, just hover over that, and it says Amazon wish list. Click there and go to the link, and you're done.
What's the website?
Oh,
that'd be helpful.
you're supposed to know that. I'm kidding. PensacolaHumane.org. O-R-G.
PensacolaHumane.org. Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, what are some of the other things you wanted to mention this morning?
So we do have a couple of events coming up. November 1st, which is next weekend, this is going to be very popular for everybody. We're doing a drive-through vaccine and microchips.
Oh, wow.
So that's from 10 to 2, and the location we'll have on our website, but it's 33 West Park Place.
Okay.
Drive through. Make sure you have an ID with you. Mm-hmm. Your dog or cat must be secured in the car.
Right.
We can't, of course, we have to take care of everybody. And they can come through. And while supplies last on the vaccines and the microchips, we'll be doing that.
That's incredible. Is mm-hmm. that was there a cost to that?
Yeah, there's a cost. Yes, yeah,
so
absolutely.
How much would it be?
I'm sorry. Oh. It's free.
Oh, it's free?
No, I thought you meant to us.
Oh, no.
I'm looking at you going, well, yeah, it costs us some money.
No, I know it's costing the Humane Society. I was
not just list that.
It's free for the owners. It's been a long week, right, Mary?
Yes, it has. Okay. I'm still recovering from Berktoberfest.
Of course. So it's free. And again,
it is.
So that's for shipping, and what was the other thing?
Vaccines.
Yep. That's fantastic. And what's the address again?
It is 3363 West Park Place.
Okay.
And it's next Saturday, November 1st.
That's huge. And dogs and cats.
Yes. And so just keep an eye on our Facebook page.
Okay.
Because we will be sharing that information throughout the week,
Okay, great.
Reminders and stuff.
Yeah, so, okay. That's really important.
Another event we have is on November 15th. So I guess that's in a couple weeks after the vaccine event. We have an adoption event at Bob Tyler Toyota.
Oh, fun. Okay.
Bob Tyler was our Bow Wow backyard sponsor for Barktoberfest.
Okay.
And we just loved having them with us. They brought a gorgeous Tacoma with them.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, it was nice. So so they want to do a pet adoption event. So we're doing that on November 15th. I don't have the times with me right now, but again, keep an eye on our website and Facebook page, and that we'll have it there.
Excellent. Yeah. Okay. What are the hours of your location, the Humane Society?
So our hours are typically 10 to 4,
mm-hmm.
except for Thursdays, Mondays are 10 to 2.
Okay.
Thursdays are 10 to 6. So that way we have a little time in there for people who are coming right after work.
Good.
And then Saturdays are 11 to 2.
Okay, so you are open on Saturday. That's good to know.
Yes,
okay.
But not Sunday. We're closed Sunday.
And then one of the things I think you've mentioned before is when you're dropping off donations and that kind of thing, I would suggest that you do it during business hours, not just leave it overnight.
You can. We've had some issues in the recent past, mm-hmm. Where people left stuff on our porch but you can do it. It's, we do have new cameras in.
Oh, well, that'll change things. Okay, good.
Yeah.
You want to make sure it goes to the right people.
That's right.
That's the issue.
Right. Yes. So, we bring it in first thing in the morning, or mm-hmm. if somebody comes by who works there, they'll bring it inside.
Okay.
But typically it is better to bring it during the hours.
Right.
Also, there's a value to it. Mm-hmm. So if you want a receipt for your charitable, your in-kind donation, which is what we call those, then we can give that to you if we're open.
For your taxes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. Mm-hmm. And what if I want to volunteer?
If you want to volunteer, you can go to our website, and we have a form there to volunteer, a volunteer form, how to help, mm-hmm. ways to help.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty much, if you apply, we just need your information,
because
you're around families and, we need to make sure you're, and I think you would pass. I'm just saying, you should go.
I don't know.
apply to be a volunteer. They'll do everything from walking dogs to cleaning kennels to sorting food, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And you do fosters as well?
Yes, we do. We do. We have a foster program, and we're always in need of fosters who can take in nursing moms, cats and dogs.
Okay.
Because that takes a lot of time. They have to be fed throughout the day.
Right.
And so it's especially litters that don't have a mom with them.
Mm-hmm.
We have to hand feed them. Oh. And that takes a lot of time.
Yeah.
So we look for fosters who have the time to take these little furry friends into their homes and take care of them throughout the day.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break here, and then we'll be back with Mary McClellan with the Pensacola Humane Society. And of course, if you have a question, 850-437-1620. We'll be back in just a couple minutes on Pep Talk. It's Frisky Friday. This is Pep Talk on Frisky Friday. I'm Meg, and with me is Mary McClellan with the Pensacola Humane Society. So, Mary, let's talk a bit about your fabulous event last Saturday.
Yes, it was really fun. Barktoberfest 2025 is a wrap. It was sponsored by the Pensacola Ice Flyers. We're having a check presentation on the ice on Saturday night.
Awesome.
So lots of us are going there.
Do you know
night.
How much yet?
How much it
the check will be?
The check will be, I believe it will be, it's a title sponsorship, so that would be $8,000.
Oh, that's fantastic. So, thank you so much, Pensacola Ice Flyers.
Then the Bob Tyler was our Bow Wow Backyard sponsor, which is where all the dogs and kids activities were.
Uh-huh.
We had Action Therapy Group. They were also at that high-level sponsorship. And then we had a group of the face painting booth, Dogs at Play. So we had Wolfgang. They have Potty Gras, coming mm-hmm. up. We're going to be involved with that some. The dog races. It was just a lot of fun.
Mm.
And we had some great judges for our contest.
Uh-huh.
We had, for the morning crew, we had Jill Hubbs from WSRE. We had Sunshine Moore.
Okay.
We had Chip Simmons. And we had Ashley Hoffberger.
Oh, my gosh. That's a crew.
In the afternoon, we had Madrina Ciano, Mallory Studer, and Sophie Odom. So we had a great time.
Oh,
it was really fun.
Yeah, I saw all the pictures on Facebook, and it was great.
Yeah, we had a good time. So, yeah.
Well, it's a great cause, great awareness for folks to mm-hmm. know how it can help. And I guess we just have a couple minutes left. Anything we've missed this morning you wanted to mention?
Let's see. Well, I mean, I guess the main thing is just to keep on top of our Facebook page. If you're, mm-hmm. If you are following it, great. And if not, please go give us a follow, because you'll see everything we're doing. Next week, we're going to do the office is split into four teams, and we're decorating a pumpkin, and we're doing
fun.
A contest,
cute.
On Facebook.
Excellent. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll have to look for that.
Yeah.
And if someone's interested and they wanted to stop by or they want to take a look at the animals, they're on your website, right? You do photos of the adoptable animals.
The ones who are available, mm-hmm. meaning they're ready to go, mm-hmm. are on our website. Our adoption fees now are $99 across the board. We used to break it up, if there was a kitten this age or a senior or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it is now $99 across the board. We did some research in this area to see what we should be charging. And after I told you how much each one costs, that's really just a drop
in
the
bucket. About $1,400 per animal after all the care that they get, the vet care and the vaccines. And
just
the
staff time and mm-hmm. the veterinarian and all of that. So,
okay, no, that doesn't seem unreasonable to me at
all. Well, yeah, I didn't think so either. So, that's how you do it. It's first come, first serve. We do not hold animals.
Okay.
So if you want one, come on in.
All right, where can I go to take a look?
5 North Q Street.
Okay, 5 North Q Street.
Yep.
And your website?
PensacolaHumane.org.
Okay, thank you, Mary, so much for coming in. Thanks, Zipper, for coming in and visiting us.